This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sing that. Good day. Well, we bring you in to our lair. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner with thoughts and trends and tidbits and all the good things. Infinite possibilities for good certified conversation. Have you noticed how all of your dreams, Jay, come with built-in challenges? And all of your challenges come with built-in dreams.
For some reason, silver lining to everything, and everything worthwhile takes work.
I've been having a lot of dreams lately, very connected to whatever it is that's going on in my life. It almost feels like there's something, just another page, if you will, of activity, and it's really, I find it comforting. Frankly, it's really very comforting. All right, it's not all about politics, it's relationships, things going on in our universe, and some of the good news before us today. The story, I have a number of people stories, this is a good one, about Chelsea Banning. She was disappointed when only a couple of people showed up at a signing event for her new novel, but then things changed. The book is called Of Crowns and Legend. It went to number one in its particular genre on Amazon after she tweeted about the low turnout at a bookstore in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Two people. Low turnout. Two people came by for the book signing.
Right. Well, apparently, 37 people responded by saying they were going to the event. Then she considered deleting the post. She was interviewed on NPR. I'd like to interview her, actually. See if we can. I guess that's always the challenge. People that do this for a living. I was talking to Jay about this earlier, about PR people and how they get around. And sometimes I have been cold and hot on this over the 30-some-odd years that I've been doing the Good Day program or one of its derivatives. I just find that it becomes the same old, same old. But yet there's an appeal to talking to Henry Winkler or Flavor Flav. Or, you know, who knows, come up with somebody that's a celebrity that you want to hear about. Somebody's out there right now that is, you know, an interesting, for 4 or 5 minutes, an interesting catch, right? And, you know, people are just kind of neat. Anyway, this book of Crowns and Legends is the first book in a trilogy about the children of King Arthur. That's an interesting angle, isn't it, huh? I don't think anybody's ever written.
I think that's the first book in a trilogy, and this was her first book signing for it, and it just not much turnout. It might feel a little disheartening.
Yeah. I think, did Stephen King say the same thing happened to him when he got started writing?
For his first Salem's Lot signing, he had one customer come up to him, and it wasn't even for, this person wasn't even coming up to him for him. He asked, it was a kid who was like, do you know where there's some Nazi books?
Don't
give
up.
And there were other big authors who said, hey, I did a signing and nobody came.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, I think that there is a lot to be said. This is kind of cool. Congratulations to her. Let's give her, just keep your eye out to see if she's around, and maybe you might want to read that book. There's so many things. You know, you wonder, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. How many words are created with those 26 letters? And then what do people do with the words? Look at the millions of books that have been written using those 26 letters and the words that come from the 26 letters, right? Now look at stories, look at newspapers every day, or what's online. It's amazing what we can do with those 26 letters. It's sort of, it's the same thing as music. There are 8 notes. That's it. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
And then repeat and change octaves.
Right. And think then about all the music that we hear that are based on those eight notes. Phenomenal, isn't it? When you get right down to it. Really, I think it's phenomenal. Anyway, I'm easily amused, though, my children tell me. So maybe that's the case. Other people in the news today, the Hawks announcer Bob Rathburn has suffered something rather scary on the air about this. This was just ahead of the Atlanta Hawks game. Bob Rathburn, the team's play-by-play announcer, suffered he needed to be rushed to the hospital. Apparently, he's in stable condition, but it sounds like it was a stroke of sorts. He lost consciousness in his chair, and then he was convulsing.
It was,
yeah, right. Yep. Never want to have that happen. So I'm getting a little tired of something. Let's see if we get the hoopla from the audience that I feel in terms of this. All of the hoopla, the two ABC News anchors who are married to other people but are having an affair.
Were married.
Yeah, they're not married. They weren't married anymore, but they were married apparently when they started the affair, right? Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes are on some ABC show. I don't even know what it is. But the officials at ABC.
Good morning.
What's it called?
The Hour 3 of Good Morning of GMA.
Oh, okay. It's like Hoda then in that hour. Same sort of thing. Another hour of Good Morning America. All right. I don't know either one of them, but I've seen pictures of the two of them, and I think they're cute together. It's obvious that they really like each other. And so the headline, ABC News rocked by scandal. What nonsense. Hello, is it 2022 at ABC? Even though it isn't, you know, I wouldn't condone it. I wouldn't like to be in that situation. But they love each other. So they were in marriages, kind of needed to be, I suppose, discontinued. Because if you're interested in somebody else, there's not much use, not much point.
Yeah,
that's kind of one of the points of the Stephen.
With your spouse to have an open marriage, which
yeah.
I don't believe either of them did.
No. So in that way, they're cheaters. I guess you could give them that. But, my God, you'd think it was the only thing going on. Now, tell me.
Go ahead.
No, well, I'm thinking of Joe and Mika on MSNBC. They were doing the hoochie coup, but were they married or not when they started to have their affair? They're married now.
I was not familiar with them until they were already married, so I don't know what the history is there.
I think it's something that's pretty similar. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, regarding GMA3, the network president, Kim Goodwin, even came out and said their relationship did not violate any company policy, but it is a distraction, and there's no...
Distraction from whom?
Yeah, exactly. She said an internal and external distraction. So she said that until they can figure out what to do, they're just going to pull it for now. They've not been fired. The show's not, it's not been canceled or anything.
What
to
do?
But it seems like because she's actually come out and said this does not violate any company policy, if they get fired, it seems like they would have a lawsuit on their hands.
I would think. Yep. I think they're cute together, frankly.
You
know, maybe it broke up each other's happy home or whatever it is. But you know what? The world goes on. Most people are not meant to be with the same person forever and ever. Sometimes you're lucky, you hit a good one, and you are smart enough to make it work. But in most instances, in my experience, I guess including my own, I find it... It doesn't, you know, when it happens to you and you had something like the last experience that I had was one I didn't want to see end, but the lady that I was with did for whatever the reason. And so that was the end of it. Was it tough? Absolutely. I don't think it was as tough on her as it was on me. It's just that she played it differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, it just is one of these things. It's 2022 and people have affairs. That's just it. They've been having affairs since there were two people with different kinds of piping forever. And so, you know, you can describe them as whatever way you want to. But I think that this is pretty nonsensical. Anyway, I'm giving it too much time. Here's the story of a father who rescued a two-year-old daughter. The person in question, the daughter, two-year-old Aria Elijo, recovering from being attacked by a coyote in her front yard.
In broad daylight.
In Los Angeles, Woodland Hills, the other side of the mountain, if you will. This happened while they were unpacking the family car. The young girl fell down. Coyote attacked her. They tried to make the coyote go away when he grabbed his daughter. But you can see the, how would you look at it? How would you think? What would you think about what was going on?
Not even think. You just go into action mode.
Right, exactly. So in this case, I've had this happen to me. And it was on the farm, and I went after the coyote with a pitchfork, and I killed it. I was afraid that the coyote would attach me. And since then, whenever I see a coyote out in the field somewhere, I'm always looking around because I don't trust them. They're not to be trusted. They are horrible animals. Uh-huh. Right now, there are people listening right now. Oh, those poor things. We've driven them out of their home. Yep, we have. We did, absolutely. We've driven lots of animals out of their home by developing. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to let them attack an animal of mine or a person or me.
Mm-hmm. Especially a young child.
Right, exactly.
And she's so, okay. The little girl's okay.
She had blood.
She's got multiple rabies shots. But
rabies,
it seems like this is happening more and more often.
There's
one video floating around of a mother who, there was a rabid raccoon attacking her daughter while she was trying to leave the house to go catch the bus for school.
Yep. Another name in the news is Logan Kelsey McNamara, as you just described, the mom of the year here, rescuing her daughter from a vicious raccoon. Again, same kind of thing, latching onto her leg. You see the video? Man, there's millions of people that have seen that. Posted the video on Facebook. There's a nail biter here. And so you have to be careful. You really do. You have to be careful about this stuff. 18 after, this is Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom-printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV
RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. With Jay Kirschner, any little
I
thing
like, that slide.
Like this is the Good Day program. I should be an announcer on the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which is all over the place. You notice that? How there was, let's see, who was on it last night? Jack White. No, Jack Black. Jack White.
Well, Jack Black. Both two people.
Yes, right, exactly. Let's see, who else was on it? I was surprised this person. Oh, the Indian, the Pakistani guy's been all over the place. Kai, what's his name? Good actor.
Cal Penn.
I'm trying to remember. Cal Penn, that's it. Thank you. Close to it. Yeah. Anyway, so there is some news about the Wheel of Fortune featuring Vanna White. What could be happening with her and the program? Well, you will be the first to know right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. It usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. Enough. I wanted to listen. I kind of get mesmerized by the theme from Wheel of Fortune. Okay, so Vanna White.
Did you hear Pat say Jack?
Yeah, I kind of was. It was off in a cloud somewhere. Anyway, so Vanna says Wheel will come to an end one day, but she says, I'm not going to retire. She's been with Pat Sajak for, 40 years or
40
something,
years.
I think?
Yeah, he was hired onto the program 1 year before she joined, and they've just had this amazing, like, they genuinely seem like family, not just friends, but they're family.
No, they are very good. They're very good friends.
And Pat Sajak has already said that his time is going to start winding down. I think he's 76, 75,
same age,
something
as I am.
Like that.
Yeah, he is. Yep,
she's about 65, and she's like, I'm not ready for that to happen. The thought of somebody else turning my letters, that's just... not ready for that, but I would like to see if Pat Sajak came to a point where he's like, okay, I'm going to retire. I would like to see Vanna White take over his place because she did such a great job when he had to be out for health reasons for, what was it, 2 weeks, I believe? She took over for him. 1 week was Disney week, and they had a bunch of Disney characters filling in for Vanna while she filled in for Pat Sajak, and then Pat Sajak's daughter filled in for Vanna the second week.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Listen. It's one of those iconic American television programs that's been duplicated pretty much in every language and every country in the world. That's why the estate of Merv Griffin is worth billions of dollars because of the success of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. I hope Pat sticks around for a long, long time because I think without him the show doesn't have. But we said that about what went on over at Jeopardy, and they're doing okay without Alex. So, wait and see. 28 after. This is Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full 6-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House.
And to God be the glory.
Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives and car leases apartments in cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Crank this one. This is Darlene. Christmas. Yep. All right. They're singing Deck the Halls. Yep, they are, and many other tunes as well. It's the Good Day program with some good news here. Doug and Jay, and the story of a 15-year-old being hailed today as a hero after he lifted a truck off his father. The brakes on the truck, it was a work truck, needed repair. And fortunately for the father, the son had come out to the garage to help dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the father was taking the rotor off of the brakes, and it was stuck, so he banged it and knocked it off of the jack. Truck fell. All he could think about was the breath. Was this going to be his last breath? Couldn't talk. He couldn't yell. But Matthew Wilkinson's son, Dalen, who was a high school freshman, said it was a crazy, scary thing. I heard him make a noise. He tried as hard as he could to lift just enough to get him out. And the adrenaline obviously helped him to succeed. So the father in the hospital being treated for a punctured lung, broken ribs, he couldn't figure out how his son was able to lift up the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the surveillance camera. This reminds me.
Putting all of his might, all of his body weight into lifting that truck enough to get his dad out from under it.
I remember a number of years ago interviewing a woman who became a strength athlete, but she wasn't at the time this occurred. She was older than this. I think she was 19, 20 years old. And her boyfriend was in the same sort of thing. They had a flat tire along the road, changing it. Truck slipped off the jack. He's pinned under it, under the axle. There's nothing, it seems that there was nothing to do. She goes out there, and she picks the truck up, and the guy gets out from underneath it. And so from that point, she then, I forget what her name was, but I remember interviewing her and thinking, wow, this was somebody special. This was probably 10, 12 years ago. Same thing. Though, imagine being able, and you can, you see, that's the thing. You can put your mind into it. I'm going to save my dad. So he puts his mind to it, and it happens. So congratulations to him, to the father, to the family. Have a happy Thanksgiving, happy Christmas, when, in fact, it might not have been so happy under the circumstances. Here's, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. You ready, Jay? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
How many ridges are there around a dime? Got a dime? Anybody carry dimes anymore? How much?
145.
Too high. This would be, I used to play the game on the air, high, low. People would guess a number and I'd get until they get to the number and then I'd give them that much money in cash.
70.
So, nope, too low.
100.
Keep going. It's too low still.
115.
A little higher.
117.
One more.
118.
There it is! Ta-da, you're a winner!
I am winner, the winner. Woman alive.
Chicken dinner. 118 ridges around your dimes, right?
Is there,
if you have anything better to do, you can count it. Is there a reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that there is, frankly. If you look at other coins, they don't all have ridges. Rippled edges on larger coins have been a part of currency since the mint was first formed, in the 1700s. And what happened was the coins were an easy target for counterfeiting, and coin clipping is what they called it then. People would clip or shave off slim portions of the outer edge, and then they would take the silver and the gold that was on the extra on the side, and they'd sell it. But the coin would still be usable. I thought that was kind of, if you pardon the pun, groovy. Right? You figure it. But according to the coinage,
you could even do that.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of people are very resourceful, as you know. So that's why pennies and nickels remain smooth. The Coinage Act of 1965 changed the composition of dimes and quarters from silver to copper nickel. And so they aren't as valuable as they were. And we all know that in literal and, reality, the fact that that there are a lot of the oldest. I'm looking at what the oldest dime that has been found and used was minted in 1821. That can't still be in circulation, though. I can't imagine that. Anyway, so last year there were 15 billion coins produced by the U.S. Mint. I don't use them anymore. I don't keep them. When I get change, I put it in the tip box, or I use it. I just don't want to carry coin anymore. And so many people use their cards. There isn't that much coinage around anyway. There's a shortage of it, it would seem.
Yeah, a lot of times places say they expect exact change.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the thing. And that, I suppose, maybe, Okay, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is the winner in the re-election for Georgia's Senate. The tight race against Herschel Walker, he got 51%. Walker got 49% with 99.9% of the vote counted. So the Democrats have a 51-seat majority in the Senate. 3.5 million people cast their ballots, and there still are a lot of people, a million eight voted early, disgraceful, and then the mail stuff. Anyway, they've figured it out, and that's the end of that. The second in command with Elizabeth Theranos at that company that has been prosecuted, what was the name of it? She was doing the blood work.
Yeah, Theranos was the company.
Theranos was the company, right, okay. So the former president and chief operating officer apparently was a failure as well. He's going to be sentenced today, found guilty in July. So why does it take from July to today to sentence him? Why did they sentence him in July when he's found guilty? She got 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
$10 billion down to nothing. Zero. This guy, Ramesh Balwani, invested $15 million in the company. Sure, he's happy about that. The investment was worth $804 million at one point in time, and that's what he's been told to somehow or other come up with it. Other people will never come up with them. It's like Alex Jones declared bankruptcy last week because he's not going to pay that.
Yeah, and it's such a fascinating story because Elizabeth Holmes promised things before they were developed, and then when she realized what she was trying to develop in her team didn't work, then lied about it and covered it up. And
yeah, that's the problem. It wasn't that it didn't work. It was because they lied and cheated and stole at any rate. So there's a takeaway from that. And takeaway, it's usually a takeaway from most everything that we talk about here. And I think that's really the aim that I have here, to talk about things that you can talk about later on during the day. And you'll maybe sound like the smartest kid on the block. Department of Homeland Security delaying the deadline for you to have real ID another 2 years. Huh? Why? It's not difficult. I've had mine, I don't know, when I first got it, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago when they first did it. It's a driver's license. Or you can get it with your passport. Get a passport card, real ID, get a driver's license, real ID. I don't get why this is so difficult. I mean, I don't really care. But, you know, they said they were doing it for your protection. Well, that was 5 years ago. So for 7 years, we've been unprotected. It shows you how silly some of these rules are, right? The rules and regs. What is real ID now? And how is that helping people who have it? I just got it because I knew I was going to have it. So you get it. But to have all this huffing and puffing about it, and then to give it another 2 years, what's the point of having it in the first place if nobody has it? That's really kind of it. Do you have it, Jay? You have a real ID in Ohio or wherever?
No, not yet. I'm still working on just getting all my stuff situated with Ohio still.
All right. Well, anyway, I just find it interesting.
But I will. I like that they pushed it back a couple years.
Why?
I can procrastinate another year.
Oh, okay. Well, it is all about, it was procrastination. I know. Okay, the World Cup. Here we go. The World Cup. And all of the things that have come about as a result of the World Cup. Morocco defeated Spain 3-0. I claim to not be an expert. I just find it fascinating. There is so much interest in this. It really is.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Soccer, a.k.a. football, is probably the most popular sport worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And they're down to the quarterfinals.
Right. So, you know what has happened as a side drift when it comes to all the attention that there is on the World Cup? The food. This is being held over in Qatar, right? That's where they have all the games. Everybody's going over there to play.
Yep, this one, that. Yep.
Right. You told me earlier the reason they're doing it now instead of in the summer is because it's too hot in Qatar, and they got the winning bid. So, 130,000 visitors a day are coming in from all over the world, and the Americans have a pavilion they set up there in the heart of Qatar, Doha, where they're having the games, lots of international pavilions. And what people are most interested in terms of food, listen to this. I should have probably done this on our Farm, Food, and Family report, but I thought it was so interesting. Barbecue. right? Barbecue is number one. Gumbo, number two. American ice cream, number three. And apparently they've set up this big sort of tent, and people who are attending and come enjoy food from America. All of the countries that are participating have their own tents. We've got chefs over there that are not only feeding the athletes, but I suppose this is good for America's farmers, right? I'm not a barbecue fan, but I can imagine the people that went 8,000 miles almost from the United States to set this up. People from Virginia, Louisiana, Texas, California, Hawaii are over there.
But when you go to another country, do you really want to eat your home country's food still?
Well, it's not our people that are eating it. Well, I suppose there are our people that are eating it, people that are following the games, but these are for the people coming from
like
other
Epcot
countries.
It's like Disney's Epcot, yeah. But I mean, like for Americans, anybody going, I wouldn't think that there would be many people, many Americans eating there.
No. Well, here you go. All right. Here's a question. You run a small to mid-sized business, stayed open during COVID. Listen up. I've got a great idea for you, and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm off by a minute. How can I do this commercial if I'm off by a minute? I can't. So here's another commercial, 48 past.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Theme jam, I always like to sing along. I could be the spaceship. I could be the female. Alright, enough of that silly stuff. 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Chuck Curry, our movie man on Movie Moments. Find out why it is, whose birthday it is. I was reading last night, it must have been, I don't know, I was on my way to bed and I got distracted by clickbait. And I went through, I went through a column that had all of the various stars of movies and TV that didn't get along with each other. And of course, with Shatner, it was pretty much everybody on the set of the people that were there. They stayed with the show and the movies and stuff, but they didn't much care for him.
I know that's pretty much been the recurring theme.
Yeah.
Throughout the years. Anyway, we play that theme because this day in movie history, Star Trek the Motion Picture came out in theaters 1979 to a very big
great
budget.
Movie.
It was a $44 million budget. It grossed $135 million at the box office. So it actually made money, but it was 2 hours and 16 minutes, and it got a very cold reception from the
Not with me.
A lot of people thought that would be a one and done. You would never see the original crew again.
Yeah,
but then in 1982, a director named Nicholas Meyers had a brilliant idea, and that brilliant idea was to say, let's go back to the TV show and see what worked.
Khan.
And then they got Ricardo Montalban back as Khan, which was like a stroke of absolute genius, Doug.
Yep.
And people loved it. He was awesome, and that film was extremely well-received, and it literally lit a fire back under that fan base, and then they kept continuing those movies every couple of years.
Yesterday we were talking about this. I couldn't remember Laura Banks' name, who's been on this program a number of times, but she was involved as Khan's girlfriend in the movie.
Yeah. The one thing the original did have, though, and it still does because they've remastered it, I believe it's on Paramount Plus, it looks great. Like, it's a Star Trek the Motion Picture for 79. It's a beautiful-looking motion picture. The problem is it doesn't really move with motion. It's just, you see the cast, and that's really cool, but it's a methodically slow slug of a movie, but they got it right a few years later with Khan.
All right, Gal Gadot is teasing the next chapter for Wonder Woman. 9 years ago, it was the first one.
Oh, 9 years. Holy cow.
I know it. Holy
I
love cow.
That movie. See, the first Wonder Woman I loved. And then during COVID, when Wonder Woman 1984 came out, I was like, is that really from the same director? That mm-hmm. movie was not good.
Well, hopefully they there are right. a lot of people that like the movie. I like the movie. Anyway. It may not have been that great. But I'm interested to remember what other super franchise was Gal Gadot part of? Remember?
Fast and the Furious.
Yep, right. She was. It was an entirely different type of character she played in that movie. All right, there's a lot of backlash.
I just got a point in my head. Let me bring up
Zack
Snyder, right? Who's he gets a lot of polarizing reaction. He's the guy who did Batman vs Superman. He did Man of Steel. I actually like both those movies. But here's the thing.
Okay.
One thing he was good at. He had the guts to cast Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. He was responsible for the casting. And he got that right. And I guarantee you, 99 out of 100 casting directors would look at Gal Gadot and say, she's not right for Wonder Woman. And he picked her, and that was great casting because she's awesome in that role.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who wanted somebody that was heftier, if you will, a little bit more body to her, because it didn't seem like she could really play the part. But that's true of a lot of, the woman that's now the lead on Chicago PD doesn't look like she could pick up a paper bag, but yet, she's in those heroic scenes, let's go get the bad guys, that kind of stuff. So
you've always had an issue with people, with women needing to eat cheeseburgers, though.
That's right, yes, hamburgers and cheeseburgers. Yep. The story of Andrew Dominik, who is sharing his thoughts on the backlash against his Marilyn Monroe movie Blonde. What is the problem here? Why are there so many people that
think it's just way too dark and disturbing? I mean, listen, I think a lot of people just don't want to sit through a movie that's over 2 hours and see something so depressing. And that's the film.
But she had a kind of a sad, depressing life.
I mean, you don't have to make the entire running time like that.
Well, Hollywood usually doesn't do that. It's interesting that they did it in this case.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, thank you for your overview. Very good having you here as usual on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.